This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on The Morning Shift, and MLB Network has named their top 100 players. So a couple Braves are on this list. I can give you, though, who's at the top of it. And any guesses here? He's a pitcher. It's a lot of money.
Is he just a pitcher, though?
Pitcher and some.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's got to be Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He is number one on the list. And then Aaron Judge, who is only a right fielder, is, no, I'm just kidding. But he is in second place on this list, according to MLB.com. I could run through the top five, or we can jump to who the Braves players are.
Well, real quick on the Shohei thing, does it bother anyone that last year he was just a designated hitter?
He was dealing with injury, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's coming off the Tommy John.
Same,
but
does it bother me that he's number one after being just a DH?
Yes. Because here's why. He's obviously come off the injury. It's Tommy John, so he'll be pitching this year, it looks like. But he's the best player, and he does one thing. Now, he does it last year. And we saw there are a couple of players on this list that are Braves that were docked spots for injury or completely left off, which I know we'll get to.
On this list.
Yes.
So, I was going to say, let me put a pin in it. Let's hit the pause button. Let's let Tiff get to the Braves rankings, and then I want to revisit the question because that's what we're going to find out what really the meat of the answer is here.
So Ronald Acuna is ranked 16th. He's behind Paul Skenes on this list, and Chris Sale ranked 20th. You got Austin Riley on this list as well, Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Michael Harris, and Yerkson Profar. Those guys at 33, 34, 47, 67, and 84th.
Okay, so now let's revisit the question. You said, does it bother me that as a DH, he's number one on the list and he didn't pitch last year? My question, throwing it right back at you, is does it bother you how low Ronald Acuna is on this list?
No.
Coming off of injury?
No, because he wasn't very good when he did play last year.
And 16th low out of 100 players, and he didn't, like, he was injured.
Yeah, let me highlight this fact because I think we're missing two words out of this entire headline. This list is called Top 100 Players Right Now. It's right now. It's not Top 100 Fantasy Players. It's not ranking of current players, you know, in history of baseball. It's Top 100 Players Right Now. And I actually think that given that headline, given that subject, that Ronald Acuna Jr. might even be high on the list. We're talking about top 100 right now.
But that's why I ask about Shohei, is because he's the best hitter in baseball, and he did steal a plethora of bases last year. But if I need last year, right, you know, and right now, and that was, and right now means last season. That's what it meant to me. Because that's what this is based on. So this is just like the NFL top 100. Everything these guys are voting on is based off last year. And look, I'm not knocking Shohei. I think dude's freaking phenomenal. But he was a one-trick pony as far as he was just an offensive player last season. So how is he the best player coming off of last season?
I'm going to tell. So this is by Brian Murphy and Manny Randala of MLB.com. So they put together this list. I want to read you the last line on the Shohei Ohtani blurb that they wrote. And it says, basically, all the stuff from last season, it all resulted in his third unanimous MVP award as he enters the 2025 campaign looking to return to his two-way way of dominance. So I guess they are factoring in the potential of where you will be here based on that line.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not saying it makes it right, but...
This is a hypothetical. No, I get it. Like, I think he... I'm not arguing he's not the best player in base.
You make a valid point in the fact that
it seems
that
like that's exactly what you're arguing.
What I'm asking is, how can you put a guy that could only hit last year, and I know he won the MVP and steal bases, over and say player, and say that he is, you know, he is the tops, the creme de la creme, when Aaron Judge did everything he could and was in the field. Now, Aaron Judge had a bad moment defensively in the playoff in the field, but like, that's my, what happens if Shohei pitches this year and isn't very good? Because, you know, he's coming off injury. Does he now get docked?
Well, to Mike's point, that's why it says right now.
I'm talking about for the next year's list, though.
Yeah, well,
like, would he get docked?
And here's the thing. We can talk about the fact that Aaron Judge plays the outfield. Does he play it well? Did he get docked?
He does play.
He should get docked.
He does play it pretty well. He had a bad moment in the playoffs, but he plays it pretty well. I mean, he's...
So he moved up from
I don't
last
think he's going to be mistaken for Andrew Jones anymore.
Well, you know what? There's not many people that will be mistaken for Andrew Jones at playing baseball these days and defensively, other than maybe Michael Harris.
My point is that when you look at Shohei Ohtani, I think, and I'm what, 50 stolen bases? Is that what we're dealing with? 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases?
59, I mean, I believe.
I think, and I want to say this article says this, he's the best baseball player on the list. Now, and I think we can take pitching out of that. I think he's the best baseball player on the list.
Again, I'm not saying any of that, but this list is based off what he did last season, and he didn't do anything but hit and steal bases last season. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I think if he comes back from the mound, and we got to get to the Braves portion of this, but if he comes back to the mound and can do kind of what he did with the Angels before the injury, and he can do that for another 5, 6, 7 years, he might go down as the greatest baseball player of all time. Maybe shorter lived.
Be hard to argue with.
But just completely ridiculously dominant.
So who's not on this list when it comes to the Braves? Ozzie Albies, Sean Murphy, Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys were snubbed?
No issue with Murphy. And to be frank, no issue with Ozzie, because Ozzie was hurt quite a bit last year and wasn't great.
No.
Now, the Strider one is where I think people
are... some question marks.
Well, a little bit. My question is how Paul Skeens is ahead of Chris Sale after half a season and faded late in the season, which people just kind of forgot about.
Didn't Chris Sale win the Cy Young Award?
He did. So Chris Sale should be above him. The Strider thing for me, I'm okay with Strider being left off, and here's why. His September was not very good in 23. He was not great in September. In fact, his last two starts in September, he pitched 10 2/3 innings and gave up 7 runs. That's not great. That's not top 100 caliber stuff. And he was brutal to start last season. Now, he was injured, so that's fine. But he didn't play last year, so you don't know what he is. So I have no problem with him coming off of the second Tommy. Well, not quite Tommy John. He had the other surgery. It's not technically considered Tommy John. Where you put the, what is it? The brace. The brace surgery.
Yeah, I don't want to be wrong.
It's some kind of brace surgery. Yeah, is what it is.
Look, I don't have a problem with Ozzie, Sean, or Spencer Strider. As a matter of fact, I think this is a huge year for Sean Murphy. And I think, you know, Grant McCauley said as much when he visited us the other day. Sean Murphy needs to have a good season, as do a number of other Braves, but. I think when you look at Sean Murphy and you just wonder what he is, and the fact that Travis d'Arnaud's not here, I think Sean Murphy really has to take the reins on that position. Again, Spencer Strider, for everything we thought, hurt early in the year. I would even make the argument, and I say this because of Ozzie Albies, but I would even make the argument that Michael Harris might be too high on this list.
Yeah, Michael was good when he played, but he missed a lot of time with the hamstring stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what are we at for Michael Harris? Somewhere between 15 and 20 homers and probably .260 batting average. I mean, like, I get it, but you're telling me the top 100 players right now, he's number 67, and I think he was definitely higher on the list. And if you guys remember going into the season last year, and it's unfair because he dealt with the injuries, but going into the season last year, did we all not sit here and say that this guy is going to have a massive breakout campaign?
Well, I know I did. I was head over heels about it.
And I think we all were. And I think it was fair at the time. I think it was absolutely fair at the time. And it didn't happen for whatever reason. And when he was on the field, he struggled at times early in the season. He turned it on late. But again, we're talking about the top 100 players right now. I don't feel disrespected by anything on this list. Outside of maybe I feel like Chris Sale belongs to be a little bit higher.
Well, that was exactly what I was going to bring up. I actually was going to read the definition about the Cy Young Award winner because it goes to the most outstanding pitcher in Major League Baseball. That is what is written about the award.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you can have a guy that won that award ranked 20th because that feels too low for me. If you are the most outstanding pitcher in Major League Baseball, how are you ranked 20th on this list?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you look at it, and the highest ranked pitcher on this list, as you roll through it, is Skubal, who from the Tigers, he won the Cy Young for the American League, if I'm not mistaken. But then it's Skeens, and then it is it's Zach Wheeler, and then it's Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Which is
the Wheeler thing's a little off to me.
It's very disrespectful to me that Chris Sale didn't get more recognition for what he did last year. And you look at from start to finish last year, he was the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. The best. From start to finish, he was the most consistent, dominant pitcher in baseball last year. That is ridiculous. The Yerickson Profar thing is where I think Braves fans should be like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
We've got a guy that we signed 2 weeks ago, and he's considered one of the top 100 players. And, yeah, it was probably a little more than AA wanted to spend. I think he kind of said as much on the steakhouse when he joined them a couple of weeks ago. But we signed a guy like 2 weeks before pitchers and catchers reported, and he's one of the top 100 players. I feel good about that considering all three of my outfielders are top 100 players.
That's a good feeling coming into the year, and you look at trying to keep them healthy, obviously. Let me go back one second just real quick to the Skeens thing. The reason, in my opinion, that Skeens didn't win the Cy Young last year is because he didn't pitch the entire season. He was a late call-up. And so if you want to say right now, I'm actually okay with that. The Wheeler thing, though, is out of pocket. Stop it with that. That's out of pocket.
The association, the All-Star break is now upon us. So let's break down some of the expectations for the games, for the events as well, now that we've got our own Trae Young out there, who we also know is replacing the injured Giannis, but he is an All-Star. We'll be right back to touch on that next here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Back here on the morning shift, and MLB Network has named their top 100 players. So a couple Braves are on this list. I can give you, though, who's at the top of it. And any guesses here? He's a pitcher. It's a lot of money.
Is he just a pitcher, though?
Pitcher and some.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's got to be Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He is number one on the list. And then Aaron Judge, who is only a right fielder, is no, I'm just kidding. But he is in second place on this list, according to MLB.com. I could run through the top five, or we can jump to who the Braves players are.
Well, real quick on the Shohei thing, does it bother anyone that last year he was just a designated hitter?
He was dealing with injury, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's coming off the Tommy John.
Does it bother me that he's number one after being just a DH?
Yes. Because here's why. He's obviously come off the injury. It's Tommy John, so he'll be pitching this year, it looks like. But he's the best player, and he does one thing. Now, he does it last year. And we saw there are a couple of players on this list that are Braves that were docked spots for injury or completely left off, which I know we'll get to.
On this list.
Yes.
So, I was going to say, let me put a pin in it. Let's hit the pause button. Let's let Tiff get to the Braves rankings, and then I want to revisit the question because that's what we're going to find out what really the meat of the answer is here.
So Ronald Acuna is ranked 16th. He's behind Paul Skeens on this list. And Chris Sale ranked 20th. You got Austin Riley on this list as well. Matt Olson, Marcelo Ozuna, Michael Harris, and Yerkson Profar. Those guys at 33, 34, 47, 67, and 84th.
Okay, so now let's revisit the question. You said, does it bother me that as a DH, he's number one on the list and he didn't pitch last year? My question, throwing it right back at you, is does it bother you how low Ronald Acuña is on this list?
No.
Coming off of injury?
No, because he wasn't very good when he did play last year.
And he's 16th low out of 100 players, and he didn't, like, he was injured.
Yeah, let me highlight this fact, because I think we're missing two words out of this entire headline. This list is called Top 100 Players Right Now. It's right now. It's not Top 100 Fantasy Players. It's not ranking of current players, you know, in the history of baseball. It's Top 100 Players Right Now. And I actually think that given that headline, given that subject, that Ronald Acuña Jr. might even be high on the list. And we're talking about top 100 right now.
But that's why I ask about Shohei, is because he's the best hitter in baseball, and he did steal a plethora of bases last year. But if I need last year, right, you know, and right now, and that was, and right now means last season. That's what it meant to me. Because that's what this is based on. So this is just like the NFL top 100. Everything these guys are voting on is based off last year. And look, I'm not knocking Shohei. I think he, dude's freaking phenomenal. But he was a one-trick pony as far as he was just an offensive player last season. So how is he the best player coming off of last season?
I'm going to tell. So this is by Brian Murphy and Manny Randala of MLB.com. So they put together this list. I want to read you the last line on the Shohei Ohtani blurb that they wrote. And it says, basically, all the stuff from last season, it all resulted in his third unanimous MVP award as he enters the 2025 campaign looking to return to his two-way way of dominance. So I guess they are factoring in the potential of where you will be here based on that line.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not saying it makes it right, but
this is a hypothetical. No, I get it. Like, I think I'm not arguing he's not the best player in baseball.
You make a valid point in the fact that
it seems like that's exactly what you're
arguing. What I'm asking is, how can you put a guy that could only hit last year, and I know he won the MVP and steal bases, over and say player, and say that he is, you know, he is the tops, the creme de la creme, when Aaron Judge did everything he could and was in the field? Now, Aaron Judge had a bad moment defensively in the playoff in the field, but like, that's my, what happens if Shohei pitches this year and isn't very good, because, you know, he's coming off injury. Does he now get docked?
Well, to Mike's point, that's why it says right now.
I'm talking about for the next year's list, though.
Yeah, well,
like, would he get docked?
And here's the thing: we can talk about the fact that Aaron Judge plays the outfield. Does he play it well? Did he get docked?
He does play.
He should get docked.
He does play it pretty well. He had a bad moment in the playoffs, but he plays it pretty well. I mean,
he moved up from last
year. I don't
think
he's going to be mistaken for Andrew Jones anymore.
Well, you know what? There's not many people that will be mistaken for Andrew Jones at playing baseball these days and defensively, other than maybe Michael Harris.
My point is that when you look at Shohei Ohtani, I think, and I'm what, 50 stolen bases? Is that what we're dealing with? 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases?
59, I mean, I believe.
I think, and I want to say this article says this, he's the best baseball player on the list. Now, and I think we can take pitching out of that. I think he's the best baseball player on the list.
Again, I'm not saying any of that, but this list is based off what he did last season, and he didn't do anything but hit and steal bases last season. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I think if he comes back from the mound, and we got to get to the Braves portion of this, but if he comes back to the mound and can do kind of what he did with the Angels before the injury, and he can do that for another 5, 6, 7 years, he might go down as the greatest baseball player of all time. Maybe shorter lived.
Be hard to argue with.
But just completely ridiculously dominant.
So who's not on this list when it comes to the Braves? Ozzie Albies, Sean Murphy, Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys were snubbed?
No issue with Murphy. And to be frank, no issue with Ozzie, because Ozzie was hurt quite a bit last year and wasn't great.
No.
Now, the Strider one is where I think people
you have
are
some question marks.
Well, a little bit. My question is how Paul Skeens is ahead of Chris Sale after half a season and faded late in the season, which people just kind of forgot about.
Didn't Chris Sale win the Cy Young Award?
Yeah, he did. So Chris Sale should be above him. The Strider thing for me, I'm okay with Strider being left off, and here's why. His September was not very good in 23. He was not great in September. In fact, his last two starts in September, he pitched 10 and two-thirds innings and gave up 7 runs. That's not great. That's not top 100 caliber stuff. And he was brutal to start last season. Now, he was injured, so that's fine. But he didn't play last year, so you don't know what he is. So I have no problem with him coming off a second Tommy. Well, not quite Tommy John. He had the other surgery. It's not technically considered Tommy John. Where you put the what is it? The brace. The brace surgery.
Yeah, I don't want to be wrong.
It's some kind of brace surgery. Is what it is.
Look, I don't have a problem with Ozzie Schon or Spencer Strider. As a matter of fact, I think this is a huge year for Sean Murphy. And I think you know Grant McCauley said as much when he visited us the other day. Sean Murphy needs to have a good season, as do a number of other Braves. But I think when you look at Sean Murphy and you just wonder what he is, and the fact that Travis d'Arnaud's not here, I think Sean Murphy really has to take the reins on that position. Again, Spencer Strider, for everything we thought, hurt early in the year. I would even make the argument, and I say this because of Ozzie Albies, but I would even make the argument that Michael Harris might be too high on this list.
Yeah, Michael was good when he played, but he missed a lot of time with the hamstring stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what are we at for Michael Harris? Somewhere between 15 and 20 homers and probably .260 batting average. I mean, like, I get it, but you're telling me the top 100 players right now, he's number 67, and I think he was definitely higher on the list. And if you guys remember going into the season last year, and it's unfair because he dealt with the injuries, but going into the season last year, did we all not sit here and say that this guy is going to have a massive breakout campaign?
Well, I know I did. I was head over heels about
it. I think we all were. And I think it was fair at the time. I think it was absolutely fair at the time. And it didn't happen for whatever reason. And when he was on the field, he struggled at times early in the season. He turned it on late. But again, we're talking about the top 100 players right now. I don't feel disrespected by anything on this list. Outside of maybe I feel like Chris Sale belongs to be a little bit higher.
Well, that was exactly what I was going to bring up. I actually was going to read the definition about the Cy Young Award winner because it goes to the most outstanding pitcher in Major League Baseball. That is what is written about the award. So
yeah.
I don't understand how you can have a guy that won that award ranked 20th because that feels too low for me. If you are the most outstanding pitcher in Major League Baseball, how are you ranked 20th on this list?
No, I couldn't agree more. And you look at it, and the highest ranked pitcher on this list, as you roll through it, is Skubal, who from the Tigers, he won the Cy Young for the American League, if I'm not mistaken. But then it's Skeens, and then it is it's Zach Wheeler, and then it's Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Which is
the Wheeler thing's a little off to me.
It's very disrespectful to me that Chris Sale didn't get more recognition for what he did last year. And you look at from start to finish last year, he was the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. The best. From start to finish, he was the most consistent, dominant pitcher in baseball last year. That is ridiculous. The Yerickson Profar thing. It's where I think Braves fans should be like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
We've got a guy that we signed 2 weeks ago, and he's considered one of the top 100 players. And, yeah, it was probably a little more than AA wanted to spend. I think he kind of said as much on the steakhouse when he joined them a couple of weeks ago. But we signed a guy like 2 weeks before pitchers and catchers reported. And he's one of the top 100 players. I feel good about that considering all three of my outfielders are top 100 players.
Yeah, that's a good feeling coming into the year. And you look at trying to keep them healthy, obviously. Let me go back one second just real quick to the Skeens thing. The reason, in my opinion, that Skeens didn't win the Cy Young last year is because he didn't pitch the entire season. He was a late call-up. And so if you want to say right now, I'm actually okay with that. The Wheeler thing, though, is out of pocket. Stop it with that. That's out of pocket.
The association, the All-Star break is now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Upon us. So let's break down some of the expectations for the games, for the events as well. Now that we've got our own Trae Young out there, who we also know is replacing the injured Giannis, but he is an all-star. We'll be right back to touch on that next here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.